in Ephesians, going back to that precious chapter 6. And tonight, all I can say is, oh my, the more grace upon grace upon grace that the Lord has brought us in all truth. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful for the whole counsel of God and the desire, His desire that He's given us and shares with us? And we're so thankful. You know, last week it was the breastplate of righteousness and the knowing that we are fully righteous, the knowing that we are righteous forever. And then the knowing, praise God, that there's this need and it's vital for us to grow up fully in the knowledge of that righteousness, to grow up into the fullness of the righteousness of God that we have been made in Him. And then tonight, Jesus has brought to us, as we'll read, the gospel of peace. And I so thank the Lord. This is verse 15, as it says there in chapter 6, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, I thank the Lord because for us who have these enlightened eyes of understanding, the perspective or the vantage point that we see these things from is the midst of the throne with Him. That's not for some time in the future. You take that place now. And that's the truth. I understand that there'll be that time, praise God, when He will take the throne. But I don't doubt Him taking the throne as God. Do you? I don't. I know that there is an assurance and a fullness of this word that the promises of God are yea and amen. The prophecies of God, praise the Lord, they're finished. They're done. It's just a matter of time for the manifestation of it to come forth. I'm believing Him in that same grace for our lives, that He who has begun a good work in us will perform it. And I'm so thankful that the performance of this, we know that God has called us and chosen us for to rule and to reign jointly with Him in the midst of this throne. So I thank the Lord, the vision that He gives us, the hope and the abounding hope by the Holy Ghost. Remember how we started this off with the armor. It says right there in verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, what does it say? Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the word of God. Be strong in the gospel. And the gospel of Paul. Powerful, dynamite. Don't budge. Stand as that pillar. Do not be moved. Don't be swayed. Don't doubt. And what else does it say? And in the power of His might. The Word and the Holy Ghost. Truth and love. Spirit and truth. Thanks be to God. That's how we grow up into Him in all things. That's how we become this one that will be to the measure and the stature and the fullness of Him, the one that He will present to Himself, praise God, as His wife. Hallelujah. So here we are with those enlightened eyes. Our perspective is seeing these things from the ruling and reigning perspective with Him. So we see this, praise be to God, as bridal saints. So we don't just see the breastplate of righteousness. It's glorious. But we see within that breastplate of righteousness, we see the exalted rank of righteousness, the crown that He has given to us. And the growth in that, and the absolute assurance of what that is for and what that does. And that He's given this to us. And now tonight, the gospel of peace, and in that same vantage point. And let's lay the foundation of it as we begin. There is no peace without grace. There's none. There couldn't be. It all stems and comes from the grace of God that is with us. And we thank the Lord that throughout Paul and his introductions of all of his letters, it's grace and peace be unto you. There is never peace without grace, and grace is always first. So in looking at this gospel of peace, we know then that this must be the word of His grace gospel. Amen? It must be. That's how the Word of God goes. And if it's the Word of His grace gospel, it builds us up and gives us the full inheritance. Praise be to God. So then we know this gospel of peace once again, as are all the other pieces of the armor. It's all grace. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that we've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. So we have this. This isn't something I beg Him for or plead to have or whatever. By the grace of God, I just thank the Lord He's put it on me. I thank God that He's fully for me. I thank the Lord that if He be for me, who could be against me? I thank the Lord once again for the performing of these things, for the accomplishing of these things, the pleasure that He has, hallelujah, in us to do it. Praise God. Now, you go out on a battlefield with that attitude, you're more than a conqueror. You know it's already won. I'm just walking through the manifestation of it. There's no doubt what's going to be. Amen? You think of the full assurance of faith, believing that we should and can have, that He's given us. He's given us all the evidence of His desire and His backing for His people. Throughout the Word of God, especially in the Old Testament, all of those things that they faced. Noah didn't question the ark. He didn't go start to, well, can we talk about this, God? How are you going to, flood the earth? He never asked that, did he? And there had never been rain. And why am I building the boat here? Why is it so big? Where are you going to put the animals in there? Well, how am I going to get them? No. The Lord will supply it. The Lord will bring them in. You know those kids, they were probably, Dad, he's lost all his marbles, Mom. What's going on? No, I think He trained those children upright. We're going to believe God. We shall not be moved. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And whether it looks kooky to us or kooky to man or whatever, I'll tell you one thing, if it's the Word of God, it's true. It's the only sound thing. It's the only rational way. The way of the Lord is the right way. Amen, it is. So we have all of this encouragement, brothers and sisters. We do. And God never fails. And He never failed His people. And He never forsook them. And in that calling wherewith He called those ones, He performed it. He said there will be a performance of these things. There was never a doubt. And God help us. We should live in the most holy, set apart faith, because we have lived up until this time to see all of the faithfulness of God go before us. Amen. And I thank God for it. You could look at it the other way. Well, you know what? We've been the ones that have lingered the longest. Well, we've had the most testimony. Wake up. And thank the Lord, my goodness, of all of the flood of witness. And then watching the faithfulness of God over and over in your own life to this meeting. Keeping this precious truth, not just going on, but my goodness, going on, praise God, in more and more light and wonder. And that is the truth. And I thank God for it. He knows what He's doing. He knows there must be a stirring. Now, brothers and sisters, this beautiful walk of feet shod with the gospel is the peace that passes all understanding. That's what it is. Every step. Lord, I'm resting upon You. And by the Spirit, knowing the deep things of God, it's the peace walk of New Jerusalem. It is. And you know what that name Jerusalem means. It means double peace. This is the walk, brothers and sisters, of the bride adorned, the new Jerusalem, descending from heaven, having the glory of the Lord. And praise God, you talk about a double portion of peace that she has, she possesses, because it's not only the peace that she receives, it's the peace that she gives back to Him. Why does it say there in Proverbs 31 of the virtuous woman, the heart of the husband doth trust in her? When you trust, you have peace. When you trust in God, you have peace. when the Lord, praise God, rests upon the grace that you are allowing the Lord to fully put in your life. Oh, thanks be to God, the heart of the husband doth trust in her. It's a oneness, it's divine, it's a marriage. And you move in lockstep. That's what the cherubim did. And remember, they all moved with straight feet. Nobody was out of tune. They moved together with the Spirit. And we thank God. That's what we have here. And once again, brothers and sisters, this isn't looking on the outward appearance. We know we're all a bunch of misfits. And it's true. And I don't say that lightly. We're people. We're human. We're in these earthen vessels, so fallible, so quick to complain, not to trust. But I thank God. It's the quickening. How do you respond? You're going to fail, but how do you respond? Do you curl up and quit? Or my goodness, or does this truth, does your feet shod with the gospel, praise God, no way! I'm running into that giant. I'm running into the giant of my failure or whatever it may be. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. Thank you, Jesus. So, we thank God the heart of the husband doth rest in her. You talk about the peace that's going back and forth. And it's because the feet have the gospel of peace. Her walk is a walk that rests in his mighty arms all the time. And I thank the Lord, thinking again, so precious, the beautiful little things that God, again, has us to utter at times. I thank the Lord for Sister Grace, and one of her grandchildren was saying, Grandma, how are you not worried about this? How do you have that attitude? She said, well, honey, things don't matter much. Amen. Amen. They really don't. This is all about eternity. The thing we need to be in tune with is let's enjoy the journey. Let's not be in doubt why we're in the journey and all the little journeys and things of that nature. Let's be thanking God. Let's be a people of praise, rejoicing, not a critical bunch, not trying to, again, think about anything, but Lord, set my affections on the things above. That's what we need to have going on. Too many people, too many Christians right now looking along and looking around the world. I get what's going on. You do too. We see these things that are coming to pass. And the Lord reminds you real quick, look up. Don't stare. Oh my, look how bad that is. I can get caught right there too. It's tough. Look up. Look up. Look up. Look up. Look up. Praise be to God. These promises are assured. It's coming. The Lord will take care of all of that. And I'll tell you what, you fully believe him and you'll be right there with him too in the wrap up. And that's a wonderful place to be, praise God. So this is a walk that resides only in grace and only in all grace that he has fully given to us. See, when you dwell and stand and rejoice in all grace, you don't worry about a thing. You don't even worry about a thing for me because you know that's my life too. And you know who will perform it. You know who will do it. You know who will perfect that which concerns my brethren. We want to encourage one another and our fellowship to be in the gospel of Christ. I thank the Lord for that. A lot of us, you know what? We don't have a lot of liberty to do anything else, and that's okay. Don't try to exercise liberties you don't have. Some of them look so simple or something I could do or whatever. Let me tell you something. Thank God you need Jesus. Thank the Lord, and it's okay. Praise his name. See, this is that wonderful walk, this gospel of peace, is the place, brothers and sisters. Do you know where there is no law, there is no sin? That's the feet that are shod with this gospel of peace. See, Christians that don't walk in that and don't rejoice in that, And don't fear that. Thank God for it. Rejoice. It should be your joy and rejoicing. I'm justified. Hallelujah. I'm fully righteous. Praise be to God. I don't have to worry about that. He did it all and he finished it. This is all about the riches and glory in Christ. This is all about the gain, praise God, the glory that shall be revealed in us, for him, for us, for together. Amen. To be occupied with that and not occupied with the things of this life. Understanding, you're going to put off this corruptible. I'm going to put off this corruptible. How glorious. I'm going to put on the incorruptible. When I see him, I'm going to be like him. And I am trusting him that I'm going to be like him so much that, praise be to God, I'm going to enjoin him in everything. Everything. Fully. Because his grace has developed that faith in my life. Assured faith. Confident faith. Faith beyond my sight. Faith beyond my feeling. Faith beyond all the criticism. Whether I give the most of it to myself or others. But faith truly to always rise up. I've got the grace of God that is with me. Now, this is the place where we have complete and the perfect law of liberty. Isn't it beautiful how the Lord tells us these things in all these different gorgeous ways? I don't walk. Oh, I got to be careful. I walk in large steps. He's enlarged my steps. I'm in a large room. Grace is a very big place. It's the only place that a Christian walks, even though they don't know it. It's there. That's why when people say, oh, are you a grace saint? There's none other but a grace saint. All saints are saved by grace. It's just, are you alive in it? We're in. That's what it is. And taking more and more of it. And are you allowing that grace to work effectually in your life? Or are you making it vain? An empty thing? God forbid we would be like that. Because you're not going to be very happy. You're not going to be content. You're not going to be joyous. This place that's the walk of the feet shod with the gospel. It's the place where all things are lawful. All things are ours. Grace truly has given us all things freely and nothing is withheld. This is the gospel of peace that knows all grace always for all things to superabound to every good work. This is the gospel of peace that we read. Turn on over to Romans 8:28. This is this gospel. This is this walk. These are these feet that are shod with this gospel of peace. And we know. We do not doubt, do we? We thank the Lord, the commander of our faith, has told us, you know. You know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And I am so thankful for the grace of God. I can testify tonight. Like you can testify to me, I love God. I love him. Thank the Lord. There's no doubt. Not in my heart. I know that I love him because he first loved me. And that is the qualifier. To them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow. That's you and me. He also did predestinate. That's you and me. To be conformed the same to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, and in addition to, and better than, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Hallelujah. Are you one of those that know that? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What shall we say then to all these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? That's feet that are shod with this gospel of peace. You've got it. You've got it beyond comprehension. Just walk. Walk in the faith of this. And who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Because you know as you're going to walk on in this gospel of peace, oh, the critics are going to come out. You can't be that peaceful. There's no way you can be assured in grace that much. I'm telling you, I hear that. When you trust grace and you believe grace, you'll never make a mockery of grace. And that's the truth, honeys. Know it. You have it all, and you have it always. It's not something that's contingent. It is God that justifies. I thank the Lord, He did. Now, this is the perfect peace of the bride. I pray that's us. This is what we feed upon. You do become what you eat. You will become what you give your ear to hear. You will. What you gather and assemble yourselves to is what you'll grow up into. And that's that. Because we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the hearing for this walk of feet that are shod with this gospel of peace in its height must hear and only hear Paul's gospel. Any other winds of doctrine are not going to walk this way. This full assurance of faith believing will be a rocky one. It'll be so much grace, and then it'll be a little bit of flesh. It'll be, oh, this is all grace, but then you got to do this. It's not that way. Not with this walk, it's not. No way. The readied wife, the Shulamite, has learned to rest in his complete faithfulness. I'm glad we're with him in this together. We rest only in his faithfulness. You are not putting any confidence in this man's flesh, and I'm surely not putting it in yours either. We are confident, and our faith alone is in the faithfulness of God. And that is what he has promised us. And in that promise, he said, he'll do it. And we go right back to the lily. What does it do? It doesn't do a thing. And I got to thinking, I was talking to Mama. I said, Mom, I said, I'm thankful. I heard so many times Brother Hill give that story about that young man who had been walking, and there was that mountainside, and it opened up. And he went on in there. And it opened up because he had taken right in front of there a lily. And it was so beautiful. And it opened it up and everything was opened. And he could see all that treasure in there. And so he walked in there with that lily that opened that up. He didn't really know. And he walks in there. He's got all that treasure. And he said, oh, my, I got to get it. So he's putting it in his arms and he's getting it all together and all of this. And he's holding as much as he can, and he starts to walk out, and he hears that voice say, don't miss the best part. And he stops and he looks back and, well, you know, there's a golden sword over there, and there's a crown, and there's a goblet. Maybe I'll put the necklace back down. I'll put this down and I'll get this, 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 and this. Okay, I've got it now. And he starts to walk out and he hears it again. Don't miss the best part. He does this time and time and time and time again. And He fills all of his arms up with treasure. And he finally just makes the determination. He hears that, don't miss the best part. He walks out of there with all that treasure. And the moment he steps out, the mountain closes. Everything he was holding just turned to dust. He left the lily in there. The lily's everything. The lily is everything. The lily is all grace. The lily doesn't toil. Everything is added by grace. Everything is given. Our increase. The whole thing. It's all grace. And anything but is nothing. It's wood, hay, and stubble. It burns. We've got it all. We've got it all. Ones who have these feet know whom they believe it. Amen. And who's able? He's able. What does he do? He keeps it. And what do? Commit it to him. Anytime I think to start taking it back, no, I'm committing it to you. If I got it, I just throw it right back to him. Lord, I was silly for a second. It's yours. And that's the truth. And I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Praise the Lord. I'm believing he will have me and continue to keep me ready. Praise the Lord. Ready. I was thanking Jesus. You know, I love to fly. And they have a new term. You know, they changed some of the terms up. It's called line up and wait. Now, line up and wait. See, you go to the hold line. But when you get out on the runway, sometimes they don't just say clear for takeoff. Sometimes there's a few things going on. They don't want to release you. But they'll put you out on the runway. And they'll say, line up and wait. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather, at that hold line, hear them say, clear for takeoff, go ahead and start your roll. Line up and wait means you got to hit the brakes again. And you're just looking right down that runway. And the engines are roaring. You're all ready to go. But until you hear clear for takeoff, you know, her walk is an assurance that he will perform the good work which he has begun. Amen. He'll do it. Assures us that he'll do it. Once again, the lily. And then, brothers and sisters, anything that points us away from his faithfulness, away from his workmanship, away from his grace or his mercy, moves you away from peace. When you have unrest, you have moved from this. Any unrest in anything, anything. That's what works do and striving does. It brings unrest. It brings instability. It brings anxiousness. The law, brothers and sisters, causes stress and fear and doubt and regret. But grace frees our minds and our hearts from all those things. Grace does not look back. Grace does not look back. It's looking forward always. Grace embraces truth and love. Praise the Lord. It dances with passion. Remember, and never forget that precious verse, 1 Timothy 1:9. I love that. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man. Why does Pastor Jesse keep hitting that? Because I know me. I know you. Because the Bible tells us so. And we must fight the good fight of faith. Fight in grace. Let grace do it, the battling. Hallelujah. But isn't that glorious? That we're free indeed. This gospel of perfect peace. Praise the Lord is what we have on every morning. Now, it says here that our feet are shod with. That means they're prepared. And when they're prepared, this is specifically mean they're bound from underneath. Isn't that glorious? This shod with the gospel of peace means they're bound from underneath. The complete foundation it's held by and wrapped up in by grace and peace in every single step. Once your life, praise God, and your walk is bound from underneath and all the way around in grace, praise God, then you're prepared. Then you're ready. And what you're ready for is, sure, you're ready for battle. You're ready for growth. You're ready for the trying of faith. But most of all, you're ready for a flight into the bridegroom's arms. That's what I want to be ready for. So many people are ready for a battle. Oh, I'm ready to go battle for the Lord. I'm ready to get out there and do this and do that. Battle's already won. Got news for you. Battle's already won. He's already overcome the world. We can be of good cheer. Are you a good cheer? Not if you watch too much news, you're not. It's the truth. I know it. Those are very sad things. A lot of things I do not think have changed for the better. Matter of fact, I know they're not, because the evil of man, the Word of God says, is waxing worse and worse, no matter how you feel about today. But I don't want to feel about what's going on in this world. I don't want my emotions to be predicated upon those things. The high that we should be having should be getting higher and higher. We're getting closer and closer. And this promise is true. So this foundation, praise God, that we have in this gospel of peace, it all stems again from be strong in the word and in the power of his might. Strong in the word and the power of his might. Know the word of God, but man, let that love just flood your heart during the day. And that is praising the Lord in that precious tongue he's given you to praise him in the spirit. Because we should be at a point we're beyond words. Just keep giving me the utterance of praise. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the mind of Christ. And we thank God that the Word and the Holy Ghost, it brings the truth, the righteousness, the peace of God that passes all understanding. The peace of God, it's all in my beloved's hands, and my bridegroom will do it. Two final things I want to talk about tonight. You're going to love this. Turn on over to Romans 10:15. We see there, and know this precious verse, how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Do you think we had a gospel of peace tonight and some good tidings? I think we have we not? And I thank the Lord we minister that together, don't we? A lot of beautiful feet out here, hallelujah. And it's a beautiful thing. But this word beautiful, brothers and sisters, is a very rare word found in the Word of God. It means to belong to the right hour or season. Belonging to the right hour, the right season. That's how beautiful these feet are. Belonging to the right hour or the right season. What hour? It's the hour you think, not hour. That's these feet. These are readied feet. Readied feet are always ready in the hour you think not. Amen? And you think about, and not just the right hour, but it belongs to the right season. We know what season we're in. We're in that first harvest season. That harvest is coming. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord, we're in the season, praise God, of the bride being taken. And these feet, praise the Lord, these feet are beautiful because they're in the right hour and the right season. And I thank God because that's what these feet profess. And you say, well, how could a foot profess that? It's because it's the run, it's the walk. It's a walk that is fully purposed. It doesn't move to the left or to the right. You talk about people say, oh, faith without works is dead. Well, I'll tell you what, this is the faith, praise God, that is made evidence in what you are hearing. What do you gather to hear? What is your first love? That's the working I want in my life to be seen. That man loves Paul's gospel. That man stands for no other gospel. There is no other gospel, praise the Lord. And there isn't. And I thank the Lord that having been made my mind a little bit tonight's having a hard time. But I'm trusting God for it. They run with a full purpose. For this bridal season, brothers and sisters, they don't beat the air. And what the Lord was putting on my heart, having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? You know, I thank the Lord. We're going to run by his grace in more spirit and in more fervent in the spirit, and thanking the Lord that that's how he has these feet, because they're the feet of the right hour and the right season. Now, let's go on over for our last little nugget here in Song of Solomon chapter 7. Now, this precious dialogue back and forth between the Shulamite and her lover, the bridegroom, back and forth and back and forth, we finally get to 7. And they're both ravished. She's been telling him some things that have, as Brother Jerry said, knocked his socks off. And now he's got to tell her about how beautiful she is to him too. Now look at how he begins, because this is the bridegroom speaking to the Shulamite. What does he notice first? How beautiful are thy feet with shoes. See, the beautiful part of us is what he has done, what we're clothed with in him, the very righteousness of saints, praise be to God. See, all of the glory is to him. But I think it's so sweet here, and isn't that wonderful? This is the first thing that he notices about her, is how beautiful her feet with shoes are. Now, fellas, let's be honest. When we fell in love, it wasn't with the feet and shoes first. Only our Lord. I mean, that's what's so incredible about him. You see what he wants. You see what he wants. He's looking for that walk. He's looking for the one who has agreed. The one who's lined up. Where you go, I'm going. The epitome of that is that precious woman. I believe her name was Rebecca. I've never met him. Never really been there. But boy, the things I've heard, I believe. And I'll go. And I'll go. And I'll go now. And no matter what I'm leaving, no matter how nice it's been, no matter how comfortable, no matter how much family, no matter even what those that have loved me want, I'll take him. I'll take him. I'll take him. So the first thing he notices is her feet, and her feet with shoes. I was thinking about that. Oh, let me say this first. It's all about truth. It's all about running with purpose, a direction. It's all about that run, if by any means I might attain. That's that, you see. And those are some very specific and special shoes, aren't they? Oh, yes, they are. They're about one thing, the press for the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Special shoes. And that's where I was thinking about. They got shoes for everything. You got golf shoes and bowling shoes, dress shoes and casual shoes. And so you got to have shoes to do it right. Well, let me tell you something. These are the only shoes that matter. And these truly are the Paul's bridal shoe. And that's the only shoe that can walk this way. That's the only shoe that the bridegroom will look at and truly say, how beautiful are thy feet. Now I got to get you on this one. That word beautiful. And remember, we read in Romans, that was in the Greek. And very rarely does the Hebrew word, or you know, whether it's beautiful in the Hebrew in the Old Testament and it's beautiful in the New Testament Greek, they usually never have the same meaning. This does. This means feet. It means time. They have the right time. They belong to the right time. Remember, as we just read, it was feet that belonged, that beautiful. They were to the right hour in the season. But it even gets a little deeper here. The right time, the right rank, and the right maturity. Time, rank, and maturity. That's what this beautiful means. Thanks you, Jesus. This is why he pursued her so much. There were the daughters of Jerusalem there. They were virgins, all of those things. But it was her. She had these shoes. They had shoes that had other loves. They were good. They were acceptable shoes. But they weren't perfect shoes. These aren't the perfect will of God shoes that they had. This is the perfect will of God shoe. I wish more people wore these shoes. And if you're not wearing these shoes someday, Christian, you'll wish you had. These shoes speak of the intent of the heart. These are the shoes, praise God, that go unto him without the camp. They walk to him, leaving everything behind. Their direction and intention and desire is all from him. It's I will go, and I am going and directed by first love. So I thank the Lord. We got some shoes. And our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. And how beautiful, he says, are thy feet with shoes. Amen. You're thankful he looks at the walk that he's given you? Are you thankful he looks at the gospel, praise the Lord, that he's grown so faithfully in your heart? That's everything to him? And in that beauty right there, he knows as he starts to gaze up and look at her, oh my, I got to get behind the lattice again. Just one bat of your eye. Thank him, because it's real to those who know. Amen. Let's stand, be dismissed. Praise God.